I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a very special update episode of Loose Units, The Shadow Files. Folks, we've been following the case of Sydney couple Jesse Baird and Luke Davies. And unfortunately, as per a police presser that we just watched live, both of us, their bodies, it looks like, have been found. Dad, I haven't watched a police press conference before. This was pretty interesting stuff. How did you find the whole thing?
I found it interesting. It's the Commissioner of Police.
Yep.
Was the sort of the go-to person that started and finished the conference.
Mm-hmm.
They had Danny Doherty, the very high-ranking officer in the New South Wales Homicide Squad. But interestingly, the officer in charge of the Homicide Squad, a woman who during the conference, when asked a few questions, she sort of looked around somewhat sheepishly and said, look, I'm not media trained, which was so interesting.
Yeah, I've got, look, this is not a slight on her at all. Clearly, you know, she's at the conference because she's been involved. And at one point she was asked up and she was like, look, I'll be perfectly frank. I don't have media training. So, and that's a hard place for somebody to be because
yes,
you're speaking about incredibly sensitive stuff and you don't want to misspeak. But if we were to boil it all down, what's basically happened is they have found human remains,
yes,
covered in rocks and debris.
And wrapped in two surfboard bags.
Yes.
They believe that the victims were transported Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
They were found, for those people that are following this case, and as it was pointed out during the press conference,
yep,
this particular case has become an international case because yeah, of partially to do with Mardi Gras happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, Taylor Swift has just finished four concerts in Sydney,
yeah,
two in Melbourne. There's a whole sort of groundswell of feelings, a lot of emotions. It's a tough one. The police have worked tirelessly. You could see in their faces they were relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, watching the press conference, I found it, there were some, well, shall I use a sort of a term that is not often used, and that's clangers. Meaning there were a couple of things that came out that, quite frankly, because I was glued to it, as was you,
what?
As were you in terms of watching the press conference live. It's only just finished, listeners. Yep. So as you're listening, you know, this is sort of, we have never in 5 years done this before,
mm-hmm,
but it has certainly garnered the feelings and emotions of many, many people, rightly yep, so.
Mm.
And one of the things that I had not mentioned on our previous podcast, Paul, I mean, it was very clear that the alleged offender was not giving the police any information.
Yes, that's right.
And Paul, we didn't discuss this, but I discussed this with a few interesting senior police officers, and they gave me the reason or their opinion as to why he wasn't saying anything, and this is going to be a little bit tough for people to hear, but what his reasoning was, people don't generally, before they go to trial, if there is a body that they don't assist the police with the finding of the body, uh-huh. its location. They use that as a bargaining tool, and in law, that can get them between 5 and 10 years off the custodial sentence.
So you what your contact is saying is it's possible that he was holding out in hopes of getting some sort of leniency.
Without a doubt, that's common knowledge.
Right.
Okay. Any criminal barrister would, you know, at least let one client know that that's a possibility, and that's a very interesting, you know, bit of information. But as it turns out, the offender in custody received legal advice this morning,
11 o'clock, right? 11.
That it was okay,
yeah,
to talk to the police. Okay. The second that news became apparent to the New South Wales Police, they two officers, basically dashed over to Silverwater Prison, spoke to the police officer, who's in custody, and he gave them specific information as to where the two bodies were.
So walk me through what we actually found out during the conference.
We found out that on Wednesday night, which means the bodies were in situ for 2 days. One of the things I find very troubling about this particular case that I have not heard any opinions discussed in relation to what I'm about to say, but I find it most troubling, is that it's now come to light that numerous shots were heard on the night and a 000 call. And that's
numerous.
A fact.
I thought it was only one shot.
No. We did think that in the first podcast. It's come to light that numerous shots were heard on that night, and a 000 call was placed on one of the now deceased person's phone, and then it went dead. So you can only imagine the horrendous situation. My problem, listeners and Paul, with this entire story so far is, why didn't the neighbours call the police?
Right.
Because I'll tell you now, a gunshot, there's no mistaking.
No.
A gunshot. We've already discussed, Paul, the incredibly close proximity that each terrace is. There's just one wall between each terrace.
Yep.
Now it's come out that there were shots fired. No one called the police. I find it also problematic, but this is early days and this will come out in the wash in court, is that when that call that came through to 000, I've worked at VKG, the number comes up on the screen, the person is endeavouring to, I mean, clearly at 1 a.m, it's an emergency. I'd love to know. These things are going to come up later as to what happened. I mean, what protocols are in place for numbers that ring in and then all of a sudden go dead? I mean, you'd think that they'd follow up on that. That's my opinion. The neighbour thing is problematic. The fact that the bodies were in the terrace for 2 days. He goes back on Wednesday night, picks them up, takes them to the farm where the police divers were, and all the police they were concentrating the search on yesterday. It was then gleaned that he had purchased some weights, which indicates to me water.
Yeah.
And he'd also purchased a orbital grinder. It turns out that he placed the two bodies at the first location where the police concentrated their search on yesterday, including the divers diving in the dam on the first property. It's now alleged that the offender went back to the property, used the circular saw, cut the lock, retrieved the bodies, then took them approximately 20 minutes by car to a second location, which is where today the two young men were found, by a fence that is a property sort of fence that delineates between the property and public land. And if you've seen Fargo, that wonderful scene where the guy buries the money on the farming, on the, you know, that fence line in the snow?
Yeah, well, not wonderful, but, you know, iconic.
But so memorable, in that a woman from Korea years later actually died in the snow looking for something that only existed in a movie.
Yeah.
Which is quite extraordinary.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
She died. So the bodies in the surfboard bags had been concealed with some vegetation. I believe, based on that information, that the bodies definitely, over a period of time, would have been discovered. It's not possible because it's not that well concealed.
Mm.
And it's just by a road.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible journey. The first phone call the Commissioner of Police made was to the parents. The parents are coming in from interstate. And the parents are going to be driven down to Goulburn. Whilst they haven't said this, it is my firm belief that the families will be taken to where their sons were found.
Okay.
I think to the location. To the actual location, they are more than entitled.
Would they not have removed the bodies? Obviously,
doesn't matter whether they've removed them. They can at least go to where their sons were found.
Okay.
Now, the two bodies, we don't know how they died, do we?
No.
We can imagine.
Yeah.
We can talk till the cows come home. Excuse the farming pun. But the bodies will be taken to the morgue in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they are carrying out the postmortems tonight, if not early tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And then the cause of death will be determined. And we shall get more facts.
Okay. Well, look, we're recording a new episode of Loose Units tomorrow because of the radio gig of mine that we mentioned in the past episode. So it's entirely possible that this week's Loose Ends will actually talk about updates in this case.
Yep.
If there's been any changes in the interim, rest assured that we will get on top of them for you all. But in the meantime, that's all the time we have for this very small update episode of Loose Units, The Shadow Files. This is very distressing news. Everyone's having a very hard time with this, and we really hope you're all doing okay. But in the meantime, stay safe, and we will talk to you very, very soon on the next episode of Loose Units. Bye, folks.
Cheerio.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.